Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me here. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. And also, you will find a link to our Talking Puck Discord. It is a growing community of hockey fans. We'd love you to be a part of it. And it's a great place to post news, information, have some great conversations as well, both on hockey and off the ice as well. So please join us over there if you can. We would love to have you. So today's Tiny Biscuits topic, something interesting. I've been reading in a lot of places, and I'm taking a little bit of an issue with people saying this because this falls under the, well, no kidding. A lot of places are saying, a lot of writers are saying, well, you don't know if Team X can pull this off and make it all the way through to the Stanley Cup final because, drumroll please, they've never had to compete in circumstances like this before. Well, guess what? None of these 24 teams have had to compete in circumstances like this before. These are truly unprecedented times. It's not something that happens every day where a league has to take a break, stop its season, then declare its season over, figure out a new playoff schedule and a new way to make everything work, expand it, and then figure out how to safely put teams because of medical conditions that exist into quote-unquote bubbles so that they can try to stay safe, stay healthy, and play. Well, of course these are unprecedented times, so no one's ever faced any of these conditions before. I would really like to see that stop being used as a bit of a, either an excuse or even an explainer or whatever it is. Everybody's going to have to go through it. I think we can consider all of the teams, whether or not we're talking about last year's finalists in St. Louis and Boston, or we're talking about a team like Montreal that you wonder if they're even going to really wake up in a best of five series. But here's the thing. We need to consider that all of these teams are coming in under the same circumstances, but they're also coming in rested. Really, what can make the difference for them is the possibility of COVID-19 cases, especially if the players who contract them end up with respiratory issues or anything worse. So those are the concerns that I have for these teams and these players. You know, I'm a big player safety guy, and I'm always on that soapbox, so I'm not going to go off the deep end on it. But we must realize at this point, when we're talking about the players and the pressure they're under, there's a lot of mitigating circumstances in this case. No one has ever gone through this before. No one has been isolated from their family for 3 months to try to win the Stanley Cup. No one has had to go through a quarantine. No one has seen teammates removed because of a mysterious illness that, quite frankly, we still don't know a whole heck of a lot about, and we're still discovering a lot of. There is a certain fear factor to the unknown here, and for these professionals to put this behind them, or at least out of mind as much as they can, and go out there and compete might be easy for some guys, but it's not for everybody. And we do need to have an appreciation of what they are going through in order to try to win the Stanley Cup this year. So when you say to yourself, well, no one's ever had to go through this, I don't know if this team is going to be tough enough to survive, it's okay if you're going to question it from a mental standpoint or a physical standpoint. Are they going to be able to get in shape? Legitimate question. Are they going to be able to get everything back together, X's and O's? Legitimate question. But everybody's as healthy and as rested as they can be. So we need to stop framing it through the lens of, well, I don't know if Team X can succeed because they just haven't done this before. We really need to realize no one has done this before. And so the best prepared and best coached teams may not always be the ones who win because, as we well know, sometimes a goaltender steals a series. Sometimes players make a mistake. Sometimes things just break the wrong way. That's hockey. That's why we love sports, because you just don't know. You have to play all the games. The reason we make a big deal about a team coming back from down 3-0 in a series to win 4-3 is because it happens so rarely, but it happens. That's why we watch, and that is why we're going to watch. We are going to watch the return to play starting August 1st, because we all want to know who, out of everybody who's never gone through this before, is going to make it through and hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. All right, that's it for today's Tiny Biscuits. There will certainly be more coming here as we work our way through the week. Training camps opening this week. Keep your browser pointed to not only our podcast page, but also look for more to come out on TalkingPuck.com. And, of course, Mike Haynes and I, a couple of former NHL play-by-play guys, just chewing the fat every Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Twitch and on YouTube. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and we will catch you next time.